Vic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
It is Vic Naidu on KZN's number one music station, hanging out with you till 4 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to rewind it all the way back to 1995. It was a very special time in South Africa, and this particular sports event, and I'm sure you know what sport event I'm talking about, was the first major sporting event to take place in South Africa following the end of apartheid.
I was there.
And it has to do with the Rugby World Cup that South Africa won and hosted. Fun fact, it was also the first World Cup, Rugby World Cup, in which every match was held in one country. Let's take it there.
And that's the way they'll do it, keeping it in the middle of the back and going for the line. Back it comes to Joost van der Westhuizen, a little knock forward, but that's it. South Africa have won the World Cup, having been back in international rugby for less than 3 years and having not taken part in the first two competitions. At their first attempt, they have stolen the crown. Unbelievable scenes all around the park.
All right, so I will be honest with you. I was very young. I was probably maybe, I think, 6 years old at the time, giving away my age. So I didn't understand the moment and how momentous this occasion was and what it meant to South Africans and in our history. That moment when Madiba handed the trophy over. Big moment, right? And we want to hear from you on 061-792-9495. What do you remember about that day? Were you there? What was the vibe like? Were you screaming at the TV? Ooh, when people watch sports, I don't understand why they scream at the TV.
It was the most incredible day. A once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Aw, Sally.
The most incredible day.
Aw, I can feel your tears over the radio.
Hi, Vic. Hey. Thank you for the great show. This is Valerie from Pietermaritzburg. I remember 1995 World Cup like it happened yesterday because I was part of biggest ever Maritzburg street party you have ever seen in your life.
Sounds fun.
I had gotten back from Crossways in Hilton after watching the match, but could not get home because the streets were full of cars that had just blocked everything off, and people got out and they were dancing and having so much of fun. And I just think to myself, you know, why can't people play like that nicely every day?
How's it, guys? It was amazing times. We were in Cape Town on holiday, a whole group of friends, and we were watching at the waterfront. I was 19, just before my 19th birthday, and I had a friend who saw a celebrity in the V&A, and he wanted me to go and get the lady's autograph. And after a long fight, I realized I'm not gonna win. So I just walked out of the sports bar into the restaurant next door and finished watching the game, asked the waitress for a piece of paper and a pen, and I've forged the celebrity's signature so that I don't miss the game. Special times. Thanks for a lucky show, and it's Paul here from Richards Bay.
Hi Vic, this is Cindy here. I was living in England when the World Cup was won, and my first daughter had just been born. I just came out of hospital, and the clinic lady actually came to visit me during the match. Luckily, she came at halftime and weighed the baby, measured baby, blah, 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 blah. And I kicked her out before the end of halftime so that I could carry on watching the match. Mm-hmm. I was just so sad I was in England, not in South Africa, but it was still awesome.
I mean, wherever anyone was, we all were thinking it was a moment. I unfortunately don't remember because I was still a baby.
Vic Naidu, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.